that we get married when we're older. I was called over to her side a couple times when she was getting vaccination shots so she wouldn't cry. I remember when they're playing outside at recess. All the boys were chanting, "We hate Caitlyn, we hate Caitlyn." Standing in line, filling plastic buckets at the water faucet just to march over and toss it on her as she stood there crying. Standing in line with the rest of them, yes, it was me. The first time around, I got back into line without emptying my bucket. I poured a little bit into the hood of the kid who stood in front of me. He got wet and so upset, he nearly wept, but said, "You forget it, cause we were fully swept up in a mission to make my best friend feel worthless." We charged her, as I poured mine, she cried harder. Dean was the new kid in third grade. He had a shabby haircut and clothes, so we said he had AIDS. No one would touch him or talk to him. I wanted to be nice, but I thought if I did, the kids would have a vice against me too. Dean was gone before long, I don't know where he went, but I hope he made a friend. I remember Hallie, we all said she looked like a fish. On reflection, she was caring and compassionate. Zachary was fat sag to me, "What's up, you fat fucking faggot?" I would yell just minutes after being trash canned myself by Connor and Ethan. In the morning, they'd attack as I rounded the corner full of dread. Would it be a head smack or my preference verbal abuse? They would call me broken nerd, it seems absurd, but I would lie awake at night in bed full of fear like a fool, trying to think of a way to poison Ethan's lunch at school. Katita. I told my friend I liked her, and then he immediately whispered to the kid next to him. The message was passed around the class when we got up for recess. Somebody kicked me in my ass and laughed, and then some of the other guys decided to do likewise. I was knocked to the ground, then kicked again, this time by my friend I will always remember. It reminds me of Caitlyn, she was still in my class. She never spoke to the boys, but sometimes her friends would ask me to go up and ask her out. I didn't give it a thought. In the same class for 10 years, we nearly never talked. 8th grade graduation, she made people upset. Valedictorian speech sounded like a suicide threat. I never saw her after that, I don't know where she went or what she did. But if you hear me, sorry for what I did as a kid. And sorry, Jesse, D, Katina, Mandy, Hallie, Zach. If I could go back and reverse my actions, I would. Sorry, Eli, and I'm sorry to the kid that I threw dirt on in a long tunnel at Oak Tree School in 1985.
Yo, hey, this is Diamond Dave here. How's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, Dave?
Okay, hey, Clovis, this is Diamond Dave in San Francisco. I got Clovis on the line from the new Waveland Cafe, and we have here in the studio, give a listen, I hope you can hear this, Clovis, Slim Chance. Hey, Slim.
Howdy, how's it going, Clovis? How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
And introduce your co-worker
here. With us here also is Bill. He's another member of the Countercurrent Coalition.
Howdy.
And Clovis, give a listen. Tell us a bit. Give us a bit rundown of what the Countercurrent Coalition is about.
We're a bunch of art collectives, circuses, sound systems, radio people, and we're out here. Just getting ready to take our resources that we've gathered together, which is a couple buses that run on grease and a flatbed truck. And we're loading up with supplies right now and getting ready to go down your way, Clovis, and down to the Gulf Coast and lend a hand and bring some folks who are just wanting to volunteer, and also some really highly skilled people to drop off at different spots.
So we're talking about the new Waveland Cafe. We're talking about the Welcome Home Cafe, and we're talking about Common Ground as well. All linked
and the Huma Nation.
And Illumination.
Yeah.
What's Illumination?
The Huma Nation.
Huma Nation.
United Huma Nation.
Huma Nation. That's the native people, the Huma people down there in the bayous.
Yep.
So it's all connected. So Clovis, give us and give them and give our best listening audience a rundown of what's happening there these days around the new Waveland Cafe, Wayland, Mississippi.
Well, I mean, it's much. Still, the focus is Syrian food for sure. But we've gotten to the point now where the operations here have gotten smooth enough where we're now on to like other things. We have a children's center now. We have a medical tent, which we've always had, but now it's gotten bigger, and we have a healing medical area for, like, massage or whatever, just whatever people are thinking of. And then we have a smoothie shop and a coffee house, the Tornado Lounge, which you were there for, Dave. And we just keep expanding new and more options for people that come here. The idea is to, you know, redefine relief, so to speak, because relief efforts have been pretty cut and cold so far.
Yeah, I heard the Onion was...
You know, everything's pretty good. It's been big. It's been long days still, lots of work, but we're certainly enjoying it. So
people are flowing in. People are coming back to Waveland and the Gulf, and stopping by for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and to pick up needed free supplies. And this flow goes on in an organic way. Is that right, Clovis?
That's right. And we're finding a big shift in, you know, when we get people. We're getting a lot more evening people now, whereas before our big peak was lunch. And I think that's because we started doing entertainment, so it becomes somewhat of a... We have a stage, and, you know, the other night we had a local band playing for the local people, and, you know, and they're all, and the locals are all dancing. So it's getting to be a real community center also here. So we're figuring out different ways to really fill gaps that are missing within this community.
And also, I guess there's workers coming down too, and need a place to eat as well. Is that happening? And those people can give what they can and get what they need too.
Yep. I mean, it's all mainly a lot of local people and workers are here. You know, that's all that basically is down here. So.
That's pretty much true. That was my experience. I know this is going on in an organic fashion. The beat goes down. Is RJ around? Who's around you there at the moment?
Nobody. I'm actually my boss. I can go find some people, though, for sure. RJ is off to... He's in New Orleans checking out the possibility of sprouting out a third Sister Kitchen. Not only Welcome Home and New Wave and Cafe, but there's also room of a third one. So.
Yeah, I wanted to give him my condolences for the loss of his beast, for sure. Of his dog. Oh. Of his favorite companion.
Yeah. It was a sad day.
Shoot. Are some new faces coming in? Are new people coming in? Is there a flow of human beings coming in? Can you lend a hand?
You mean, as far as help, there's definitely a flow of help coming in. We have lots of wonderful, bright new people show up every day and, you know, and give us a hand. But still, somehow, you know, whenever one more hand shows up, we don't seem to get less work. We seem to get more done for the community, you know, so...
Shoot.
It's just been an ongoing so really giving everyone's just giving a lot of energy really here.
Well, that's really great. And hey, Slim, hey, you guys, so you're bringing down, you have some sound equipment?
Yeah, we have a bit of sound equipment that we're bringing down, and some
radio
equipment
as well. Can you
hear this,
Clovis? Can
you hear him? Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we have some sound and some radio equipment, and... we also have just lots of musicians and lots of teachers, people that are willing to do skill shares. So I'm glad to hear that there's some education stuff getting up and running for the youth down there, because we would like to help out with that as well as just lend a hand in any other fashion.
And you got this brother that you have along that's going to be working as a mechanic, doing mechanic on one of the buses, but also as a radio guy, eh?
That's true. For a while, I've been a DJ on Chaos Radio in Austin, a pirate radio station there, but also internet radio. I like the studio you guys have here. It's very clean.
Well, it is. Well, anyway, this is Enemy Combatant Radio, San Francisco, California. Well, Clovis says, I know we had Radio Free Waveland for a while, but that's gone off to, that's now Radio Free Algiers, I think. Is that right?
Something like that, but you're now talking to Aaron Fong. What's up?
Oh, Aaron, am I glad to hear your voice. Aaron, I got, and you guys sound strong and good. It's been a while, Aaron. And you guys
Aaron,
are still
good to hear
there.
From you, Diamond Dave.
Well, I'm definitely still up for it, still down for it, still around for it. And I wanted you to do Slim Chance.
Howdy.
Slim Chance, he's here in the studio. Say hello, Slim.
Howdy. How's it going, Aaron?
And this other brother from Austin. And they're coming down. They're the Countercurrent Coalition, and they're coming down in a couple bio buses and a flatbed truck, bringing a lot of supplies down, and they're definitely interested in what they should bring down. They're leaving on the 22nd?
21st.
On the 21st from San Francisco. So I wanted to hook you guys up because they're definitely interested in bringing down what's needed. They're bringing down a bunch of willing people, willing, ready, and able to lend a hand as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know anything in between San Francisco and Louisiana that needs to be picked up specifically for Waveland?
I'll tell you, fresh produce is always good. We've got, a gigantic supply of chicken, so, anything else, if you have a refrigerator, a refrigerator truck you can bring down with you. Spices, as many different kinds of spices as you can possibly come up with. All kinds of spices, everything you can imagine, whiz bangs and whistles, we need them. That's right, folks.
Excellent. Bring it down. Yeah, we know some spicy folks up here.
Oh, right. And that can be picked up along the way from the farmers and so on, I'm sure, produce.
Yeah, we definitely plan on gathering as much produce as we can. Unfortunately, we don't have a refrigerated truck in itself, because I know that would be, the perfect item to bring down at the moment.
Well, people will be just fine.
Just fine, for sure. And we're talking about resurrecting a radio-free Waveland, because the brother here, too, is a radio guy, Radio Chaos Austin, and he is it true that you made, that you have a generator, you can do some radio down there?
Yeah, we can sure do some radio down there.
Because we had during Rita, before Rita, we had radio-free Waveland, but that's gone off to Algiers now, and that's now radio-free Algiers, and you can also, it's also streaming around the planet. Tell us a bit. Tell us some stories. Also, they got some sound equipment, too.
Oh, yeah. We have a PA system down here now, and we've actually hooked up with a local band who is the one of the local bar jam bands. And they're doing a couple gigs a week. We're having ballroom dance classes. So far, we've had a waltz class, a salsa class, a foxtrot class. And tomorrow night, it's going to be the tango. Oh, yeah. We're trying to liven it up for people. It's going pretty good. It's really desolate, and people are having a very hard time. So what we're trying to do is just bring as much light to their lives as we can at this point. So,
well, we got some circus acts. We got some. Tell us some of the other talents that will be coming down there, rolling down on that bus.
Well, on this bus, we'll have jugglers and unicyclists and stilt walkers, and we'll have lots of those items, so if you want to learn how to juggle or stilt walk or unicycle, you'll have the opportunity to do so. And we also have a lot of singers, actually like three singers along, and a trumpet player, and lots of funny stuff. Yeah.
Great.
So that's gonna. It should take you about 2 days to get down there. Probably you get there if you leave here on the 21st, you'll be down there probably by the 24th or so. No, how long do you think you'll be down there?
Well, the buses don't travel very fast. They go about 55 miles an hour as an average speed of travel. So we estimate about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, so expect them around the 26th, somewhere before the turn of the month, as we move into Scorpio. We'll already be in Scorpio for sure. Well, hey, Aaron Funk, how you feeling? Who's still around? Are there some of the old-timers are still around, and new faces are coming in, new places lending a hand. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I have to say that there's a lot of fresh-faced folks. We just had a big turnover. We lost a lot of our experienced crew, and we're just trying to break in the new guys. You know, it's going pretty good. Trying to get everybody on the same page. And it's a constant effort here. We basically have never at this any point had enough people. But keep it bright and shiny. Things are going good. We're feeding a lot of people. We have a tremendous popular support from the police, all the local relief efforts. And it's we're starting to get together. We're bringing a little sunshine to people's lives.
Well, I guess that's what it's all about. Hey, Aaron Funk, it's really good to hear your voice. Please give my love to everybody. Oh, let's give the website. That's New Waveland Cafe. Do you know it?
New Waveland. If you do a Google search for a New Waveland Cafe on the internet, it'll come up.
And there's always new stuff there. Hey, and anything else? Do you got any stories? You got any anecdotes? Any other requests? Any other dreams? Aaron, it's really good to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. The dream is just being here. You've never seen anything like this. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and then really chance to give real effective change to people. So,
Aaron,
thank you for all your support, for anyone who has donated time, efforts, or anything to this relief effort or any other. Just thank you very much.
And saxophone Joe and the New Orleans Jazz Vipers are going to be up here on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday they've been brought up to be part of the grand opening. This is saxophone Joe from the Kid Village and the Welcome Home Cafe. And that's the New Orleans Jazz Vipers. They're going to be opening up the D. Young Museum up here, plus doing a benefit at the Burton Beckett bookstore and maybe some others while they're here before they go back to Welcome Home.
Well, excellent.
So it's all connected. So give my love to everybody and my love to you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Aaron. Time and Dave. We'll talk to you later.
You will. And now let's take a segue. This is from northern Minnesota, where the wind hits heavy on the borderline. This is the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. This is Teague Alexi, and here he be as you see. Give a listen.
Excellent.
Take care, brother.
Take care, guys. Bye bye.
Now, kids, y'all pick up now. Y'all there now, okay? Y'all kids, are you there? You've been doing wrong, okay? I don't want you to go down to Booger Bottom no more. You understand me? Booger Bottom, no more, okay? You know, that's where the big feet live, Booger Bottom. And I don't want you to go there no more, okay? He's hairy. He's killed, man. Don't you
go down that Booger Bottom no more. That big feet is a working man. He's trying to get up in the morning. You know, he's got children to support. Can't you hear that lady big feet screaming out with her hair all up and curly, looking all nasty? Everything, you know, that boss is going to be screaming at him tomorrow. He's going to be dragging his head there to work real early, like, don't you ever go down there messing with their big feet. Their big feet, they got children to support, like it's hot. Life is hard when you're working like these big feet got to do. Don't you children go down that little bottom hole? Yeah.
Make a dollar from a dime, no. You ain't got a penny to your name. Poor man's pockets, they are pockets just the same. It's golden in the hills, boy. Take a Chevy up there, gonna drive a Cadillac down. The love we made by the lake will remain a long, long, long after we leave here tomorrow. Won't it be nice? So very nice. On our way to sweet old Colorado, where the sun, it shines on everyone. Oh my, my, my. So shake the dust from your feet and dance, dance, boys, dance. 1 mile closer to the sky. Golden in the hills, boys. Can't you feel it now? Gonna take a Chevy up there. Gonna drive a Cadillac down. This golden in the hills, boys. I can feel it now. Chevy up there. Gonna drive a Cadillac down. Gonna take his Chevy up there. Gonna drive a Cadillac back down. Gonna take his Chevy up there. Gonna drive a Cadillac. Gonna drive a Cadillac.
Okay, we're just...
Oh, fuck, who stole shit? Oh, shit, here we go.
Okay, here we be, as you see. We just faded down. I'm going to drive a Chevrolet up and drive a Cadillac down. And here we are all the way down to Washington Square on the left bank of New Orleans. In the Faubourg neighborhood, this is the Welcome Home Cafe. Hey, brothers, say hello. Say hey, San Francisco.
What's up, San Francisco? How y'all doing?
Oh, well, we're doing good. Talking to you. And I got with me, too, Slim Chance and his partner.
Bill.
And Bill, they're going to be coming down. They're part of the Countercurrent Coalition. They're going to be coming down here at the end of the month, leaving here on the 21st. We're loaded up a couple of bio buses and a flatbed truck. So think about what they can be bringing down, because they definitely are all yours at the moment. Say hello. Welcome home.
Howdy do, welcome home.
Hello.
How's it going, welcome home?
Okay, well, hey, this is now, I think this is day four, isn't it, the Welcome Home Cafe? Is that right?
Sorry, what was that?
This is day four of the Welcome Home Cafe.
Oh, sorry, I could also not hear that, but something, Welcome Home Cafe, woo!
Okay. Exactly.
Well, tell us a bit Perfect. About what's going on. This is your fourth day of operation. You got it going there in Washington Square. Tell us about what's happening and how it's going and what's going on.
Well, I have to say, it's quite nice. We're all sitting here in a circle enjoying the, basically reminiscing about the events of the day. It's quite nice. It's been picking up. We probably served about 150 people today. I might add 150 complete smiles on the faces. Everybody loves it. We fed some cops today. We fed some National Guard. We fed you name it. It's been quite nice. It's quite the demographic and institutional mashup in terms of people who we've been serving. And people have been eating. Everybody's been enjoying. Dogs have been running around. People have been sitting around reading the newspaper. People chilling. People BSing with each other. And it's been quite nice. And it's been the most people we've served so far. And I assume it's only going to be increasing like this with each day. And what can I say? It's very nice. And we're inspired to the point that we're like, hey, why not do this in every single park that's being unused right now in New Orleans? Because that would boost much, much, much morale with the citizenry of New Orleans. And I don't know. It's been awesome. What can I say? It's been very nice.
Well, we just talked to the new Waveland Cafe in the person of Clovis and Aaron Funk. And they said that RJ is down there, too, looking around, hooking up with you guys.
Yes, RJ just came down. He's been singing songs for about the last 45 minutes. We've all just been chilling in a circle. He's been belting out the ditties, as the kids say, and it's been quite nice. He delivered an entire trailer full of wicked, delicious organic apples, and everybody's been enjoying themselves.
Well, that's from the other. Those are from the other end of the river too. Those are from Wisconsin, at the end of where the Wisconsin River enters the Mississippi at Fond du Lac. So we're going all the way down. Well, hey, why don't you pass the mic around and let people give a few high points, whatever they like to say to San Francisco and the world.
I have a question for them first.
Okay, well, I'll pass you to Felipe.
Okay, well, hold on,
beloved rainbow guy.
Yes, here
he is. Hey, Felipe!
Hey, Chris!
Would you like to talk to Diamond Dave?
Yeah.
All right, let Felipe flow with his flow. I like it. Here we go.
Hey, my brother.
Hey.
David.
Hey, Felipe. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Felipe!
We got some incredible. If you guys are online, we could hear it.
Maybe.
But then everybody can hear it too. But hey, Felipe, Slim Chance is here, and he wanted to ask you a question. Slim Chance is one of those who are going to be coming down in the caravan. That's two bio buses and a flatbed truck filled with people and supplies to bring down to the people of New Orleans and Mississippi. So, Felipe, let's begin with Slim. Ask a question. You had a question you wanted to ask.
Yeah. Did you guys ever get those porta potties you were looking for?
Yeah, you're right.
Excellent.
Do you have them?
No, we don't have any porta potties. We're, you know, the name, you know, the thing is, it's bringing the community together because people in the community are sharing their areas. They're sharing their restrooms and their showers, and that's bringing us closer together. So I feel, oh man, so beautiful here.
Okay.
I mean, I believe this is New Orleans, and we're trying to preserve the culture. We're trying to preserve the traditions, the way of the ancestors here, that the indigenous people of this land that brought their ceremonies and the celebrations of life that has happened here on this earth. And we are here to preserve that, as well as to share with our relatives out there that we love them. And we're here to share, I think, throughout the world, the tragic things that have happened has brought people together. People have forgot about wars in some places and thought about, let's help in our relatives. Let's bring compassion and love together. Maybe that's the message of life. And the prophecies are related to this for some time now. And I want to feel like we have a lot to be aware of. This is real. This is life. This is part of the prophecies. Think about where you are, what kind of light you're sharing out there in the world. Let's have faith that we can all walk together in this life and create something beautiful for our children and our grandchildren, because that's what it's all about.
Yo,
I love you.
I love you, too, and I can hear in your voice, and I can know that we're making history, herstory, and hipstery down there. And what is it? Let's say the thing again. Washington Square, New Orleans. And you're near the river, too, aren't you?
Well, we're at Welcome Home Park. Welcome Home. And people have been coming here from all walks of life. The law enforcement stopped today. The first time they confronted us, but they stopped today, and they ate with us. There's a lot of peace. It's like so many places we've gone to, David, but
that's
Atlanta
true.
And different places that the love comes, people sharing the food, the sacred elements of life.
Hey, that's
Park,
true.
Wherever. But anyway, David, yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I want to say, America, we love you. We're here representing everybody. The Rainbow Family represents all the tribes of the world, and we're all a part of it. We feel very honored to be a part of it. This is part of history right now, and in the history of New Orleans.
Really?
About the world, the tragic things that are happening throughout the world. Perhaps that's part of the prophecies. We have to give that some thought. Thank you, David.
You and Saxophone Joe and the New Orleans Jazz Vipers will be up here on Saturday. They're playing to open this big new museum, and they're doing a benefit here. So he's left there. He's there in Austin, I think, and they'll be up here too. So we're going to play as soon as after we've talked. We're going to play some cuts from the New Orleans Jazz Vipers. I think it's a perfect fit. Anybody else around there who would like to get on?
Okay, David. Wait a minute. I want to say about the Vipers.
Say something, please.
The New Orleans Vipers are the spirit of New Orleans. They have a lot of the culture, a lot of the music, and a lot of them come from different parts of the country, but they feel that spirit, and they're coming your way. And honor them in a good way.
We
deserve a lot of praise, a lot of honor. Thank you, David.
Hey, anybody else there would like to come on, say some words? Thank you, Felipe. It's really good to hear your voice.
Okay, I love you, man. Here's Deanne.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Greetings.
This is Deanne from the Barefoot Doctors. Is that right, Deanne?
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, this is Deanne from the Barefoot Doctors, and she's down there, too, was one of those who was instrumental in getting that park and opening the idea of opening up the parks, in this case, Washington Square, as a place to feed the people and minister to the people and have food for the body, mind, and spirit. Is that right, Deanne?
That's right, and we've opened a medical unit here, as well as a wonderful kitchen. We're serving hundreds of people every day, and the New Orleans Health Department asked us to open a primary care unit here, and because we are having a strong presence with midwives who've come from all over the country to help us give health care to families and pregnant women and families with children. We've been doing a good job of that, and so now we're setting up shop. And there's very little being offered in that department in Orleans Parish or around
anywhere around there
areas.
For sure.
What's that?
That would be a good base of operations. As you get that going, you can reach out. And I'm sure in an organic way, this is going to be happening at Deanne. It's really a good thing. You're doing a good thing that you're there, for sure. Hey, mention, as we're speaking, we're putting in the various websites. So when people click on this, they'll be able to click on this. We're broadcasting live, but they'll be able to hear it 24/7. And when they click on it, they can see the websites and links. So why don't you give us the website for the Barefoot Doctors?
Oh, okay. It's barefootdoctors.com. Do I need to spell it out?
I think we got it. We'll try it. Barefoot Doctors. I think we probably got it. We're typing it up now.
I'm sorry. I said it wrong. It's barefootdoctorsacademy.com.
Okay, barefootdoctorsacademy.com.
That's right.
We're typing that in right now. So, Dan, is Amazing Dave still there, too? Is he lending a hand?
Say that again?
Is Amazing Dave still there?
No, he's taking care of some business elsewhere, but he'll be coming back.
Well, I know. Anybody who's been there will be coming back for sure. Well, Dan, it was really good to hear your voice. Is anybody else there? Have you connected, I'm sure you have, with the Common Ground over in Algiers?
We sure have, and there's some of their folks over here with us enjoying some music and hanging with us to share some good times right now in the park, which we're cleaning up. We're getting it all cleaned up, and it's the center of activity for the community.
All right. We're going to be calling them next. But anyway, did you hear, there's a caravan coming down there. They're leaving here on the 21st. Two bio buses and a flatbed truck bringing a lot of willing and helpful people and supplies, which are gathering now in many different places. And they're leaving San Francisco on the 21st. They're called the Countercurrent. And give a listen. I have here Slim Chance and his partner here from Countercurrent. I hope you can hear this. Hey, Slim, do you have something you'd like to say to Deanne and the Barefoot?
Hey, how's it going, Deanne?
Hey, how are you doing?
Not bad, not bad at all. Yeah, so we're getting ready to come down next week, and Diamond Dave said, we're going to be bringing as much supplies as we can, as well as we got some RNs and some doctors and possibly some electricians who are going to be coming down with our coalition as well. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, we're still just talking to folks with Common Grounds and keeping our ear to the ground as far as trends of things that are needed are going. But, you know, we're going to be bringing down a lot of food and as much medical supplies as we can, and also some bicycles and just sort of useful items that we can find, as well as a couple army tents and a couple extra kitchens.
That's wonderful. We sure could use some more big tents, that's for sure.
Excellent.
And a radio transmitter, too, so if we wanted to have local low-powered radio to let people know what's happening around the neighborhood, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, it's okay. Hey, Deanne, it's good to hear your voice. Anybody else? We're going to call Common Ground very shortly. Anybody else around there who would like to speak to San Francisco and the world?
Yes. Let's see if Richard is available. He's just right nearby here.
Oh, Richard.
Richard. John, I'm here.
Richard, hello, San Francisco. Hello.
Is this Richard the Lionhearted?
Oh,
hey, Richard.
Hey, you're from New Orleans to San Francisco. We say we love you.
Hey, we love you, too. And we're putting it out there around the planet. Do you guys have electricity yet?
You know what? We're looking at electricity here in the park, and we're looking at electricity in another area that doesn't have it. So there's, like, dark blocks, and there's light blocks, and then there's a dark block, and it's off and on. And I want to say in this area here, wasn't any electricity, but this park was lit up. It was really strange, and all the neighbors were like, wow, just the light is in the park, but there's no electricity for days here since we arrived.
Wow.
Here we are, you know. So everything's changing here in New Orleans. You can feel it.
Must be. Well, it sounds, we can feel the energy. We can feel the folks. We can hear the folks behind you. Hey, Richard, keep up the good work. And we're about to do a segue. We've just had an update from the Welcome Home Cafe in Washington Park, Washington Square, on the left bank of the river. We're about to call Algiers Common Ground on the right bank of the river, and there's already strong connections between all of you, and this is good, and now it's going around the planet. So, hey, Richard, anybody else?
Oh, everyone else here. I'm going to say that people here are like, and I want to say this about Common Ground in Algiers. That's a powerful force here in New Orleans. And I want to say that all the people who have ever experienced them know that. And Food Not Bombs, I want to say, is a very powerful force. There's some powerful people here. And I want to say that, in all the country it's happening, that the support from people all over the world are really making a difference here, because it's giving, the people here, a lot more power and a lot more confidence. You can call that confidence and sincerity. Everyone's sincere, so that's all it took. And I want to pass this on to Rob here. I just want to share this here, because Rob is a brilliant person that you'll find out in moments when you listen to him.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, is this Rob? Is this Rob from...
How's it going, Rob?
This is Rob, and welcome home.
Sure is.
Hey, Rob, I've been reading your, I've been, and this is another website that we're putting, as we're talking, we're putting websites up on the, so when people click on and to hear the show, this is going live now, but it can also be accessed 24/7 by going to indiebay.org. So we have the website, so we want to add to that welcomehome.org, and you get update information. Hey, Rob, I have with me Slim Chance and his partner, Bill. And they're coming down in the counter-curtain caravan. They're leaving here on the 21st. Two bio buses and a flatbed truck bringing energetic people with many talents and lots of stuff too. So this is a good way. This is, we're connecting as we speak. So,
all right. Sounds good.
And this is Rob Savoy. Rob, give us an update of what's happening. Give us an update from your perspective.
Well, I did a quick web update to my blog tonight and stuff like that. We got our medical trailer in today. It's completely wired up. We actually have one air-conditioned little spot, which is kind of amazing. We got a lot of stuff set up today. We fed probably about twice as many people. We got some more burners in the kitchen, so we're, I think, ready to deal with a lot more people, because everybody's kind of coming home right now. We've seen a lot more folks tonight that just came home today. And more, I think, are to be expected. You can go into the lower ninth ward right now, but you can only get your stuff. You can't actually, stay there and stuff. So we're seeing a lot of people that are kind of going home, collecting a few things, and then coming back out and coming here to be fed.
Well, this is beautiful. This is great news. This is the kind of news people aren't getting anywhere else. Where is your blog? You better put that out so we can add that to our... is your blog... We have the New Waveland blog. What is your blog, Rob?
It's mine at www.welcomehome.org/rema, R-E-M-A.
Well, Pop, slow down a bit. We're trying to get that as we speak. What is it again?
It's welcomehome.org. What? You guys know that shit by now.
Okay.
And then /rema, R-E-M-A, for Rainbow Emergency Management Assembly.
Okay. So welcomehome.org /rema.
Yep, got it.
And you'll get to it. Who's that giggling in the background?
There's a bunch of people, folks, here right now. So
okay, well, look, we're gonna segue with a cut from the New Orleans Jazz Vipers, because they're coming up here, and they were just down there. They just I'm talking about Saxophone Joe just left there, I believe today, left that cafe today, and now he's on his way up here, where he's doing a couple gigs, including the reopening of the San Francisco Museum, the D. Young Museum. And so, hey.
You guys want to talk to one more person who's been here?
Sure.
Okay, hang on a sec.
Yes, good afternoon.
Who's this?
My name's William Harper.
Hey, William.
Howdy, William.
I'm here in Washington Square in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am from Gulfport, Mississippi.
All right, William.
How you doing?
Tell us a bit about what's happening, what it's like down there, what it's like for you.
To tell you the truth, I spent 3 days. I came here from Gulfport, Mississippi, went through Baton Rouge, and came here and wandered around for about 3 days, calling the Red Cross, FEMA, the United Way, and the Salvation Army. Got no response. Talked to the local police, at least a minimum of 10 local police officers, said, where's shelter? Where's food being distributed? Because we needed help, me and myself, a friend from Gulfport, Mississippi. And we walked up and actually saw this park, and it was a godsend.
A godsend.
I've never operated with the Rainbow Organization before. I've never met these individuals, but it was absolutely a godsend.
Did they say, welcome home, brother?
Excuse me?
Did they say, welcome home, my brother?
Yes, they absolutely did. And now me and my friend, we pitched a tent here in Washington Square. We've been helping out doing food distribution. We're both heavy equipment operators, but we're kind of torn between keeping on feeding people and starting to go to work because it's more self-rewarding spiritually to start feeding people and be sitting here in this park and helping other people out. Because this is where it's at. We walked around for 3 days, no place to sleep, no place to eat. And we are not career homeless people. We are people that washed out of Gulfport, Mississippi.
Shoot. Well, this is really good news, and this is a good story. And now you're on the radio going around the planet, brother. And so people are hearing around the planet, hearing this is going on, and knowing it's Linda Hand and his brothers here in the studio are going to be bringing two bio buses, and a flatbed truck filled with supplies and some willing people.
Please send us some more stuff. And I tell you the truth, we do not want monetary help. We want food and we want water. We need bacterial soap and things like that. We need to keep people clean and keep feeding people in this place in New Orleans, because this is a grassroots effort, and we're trying to do a good job. We are not affiliated with any local, state, or federal office. We are not with the Red Cross or FEMA or National Guard. This is grassroots, and this is a good place to be.
This is the people.
They're doing good jobs here. They're feeding people, and they're supporting the local people that are coming out of the houses, living here, trying to regroup here in New Orleans.
Hey, brother, that's what it's all about. Well, thanks a lot, brother. Keep up the good work. And we'll do the same.
All right. Thank you very much,
sir. Yeah. Hey.
All right. Thank you.
Keep on going. You still there?
Hey. How's it going?
Oh. Who's this?
This is how you doing, Dave?
Hey, brother. Hey, we're the Food Not Bombs, Bread Not Bombers, a rainbow family gathering together, saying the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. Well, we're about Hey, bro, keep up the good. We're about to call over to Common Ground now, but we had one question from Slim. Slim is one of those coming down in the caravan, organizing the caravan, two bio buses and a flatbed truck coming down there with stuff, leaving here on the 21st. So, hey, keep up the good work. But, Slim, you had a question.
Yeah, part of what we're bringing down is a tool lending library to help out with the reconstruction and cleanup. So we're just kind of... I don't know, like wondering if there's any certain special requests that people know of as far as tools that would be like ultimately useful.
Sledgehammers and drywall, anything needed for drywall, reciprocating saws,
paper towels.
And yeah, even things like just about everything for drywall. And also we need people, I would like to see, teams out there doing drywall. And we need to rebuild the city, so.
Well, shoot, that's going to be a big project. Hey, why don't you mention, do you guys, I think Rob Savoy's got internet access, doesn't he?
I'm sorry?
Rob Savoy. He's got internet, he's an internet guy for sure. He's got internet access, doesn't he?
Cool.
What?
That's excellent. I'd also like to see other Food Not Bombs groups set up and other groups set up kitchens in every public park in New Orleans.
Okay, well, that sounds like
I think that would be a great thing to see.
Yeah.
So are you with the Hartford Food Not Bombs?
Yeah.
So Hartford Food Not Bombs, that's Ross, that's you guys. Keep up the good work. You guys have been in for the long haul. Well, hey, thanks a lot, you guys. We'll be calling you again next week.
Sounds good, Dave.
And now we're going to have, now this is the New Orleans Jazz Vipers, and as a segue, then we'll call across the river. Thank you. This is Emily. Hello, Emily. Hey, New Orleans. Hey, Emily. Hey, Common Ground. This is San Francisco. About going around the planet at the internet. Enemy combatant radio. How's it going down there, Emily?
Things are going pretty well. It's dark outside, and we're just hanging out, waiting for your phone call, ready to talk to y'all about what's going on down here in Algiers.
Shoot, well,
it's Diamond Dave's fault. He was talking too much.
Well, that's all right. We're on now. We're on now, probably. And that was people. That was we've gone around the down the coast from the New Waveland Cafe, Waveland, Mississippi, to across the river from you. And they're passing the phone around there too, across the river at the Welcome Home Cafe. And now we're on Common Ground. So tell us. I know Slim is right here. He's going to be asking some questions. But get us an update of what's happening down there in Algiers.
All right, well, right now I'm sitting at the corner of Socrates and Tash at the Common Ground Collective Clinic, and I got Eric here from the clinic who can give you a little bit more of an update about what's been going on here. I work over at the community center, which is on Atlantic Street, based out of the backyard of Malik Rahim, and we've been distributing various goods to folks in the community, including food and water, as well as other hygienic equipment or supplies, as well as cleaning supplies for folks. And we've been sending out trucks every day to the Houma community, which is about an hour from Algiers, sending at least one, sometimes two, sometimes three Penske-sized trucks down to that community with various supplies as well, because that community was hit both by Katrina as well as by Rita. And, you know, the situation is changing day by day, and things are definitely, there's a lot of hope here in Algiers, and things are going well. In a few minutes we can pass you off to Eric, and he can tell you about what's going on at the clinic as well.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, they're going to be coming down, so the time gets closer, as soon as possible, in fact, get together any supplies that are really needed, because they want to bring the stuff down that people need.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We need all kinds of things here. We need diapers and baby wipes and water, and we need canned goods, and we need nutritious food, definitely. We need various hygienic supplies, including towels and sheets, and we need toothpaste and toothbrushes. We need cleaning supplies. We need all kinds of cleaning supplies. We need bleach. We need bleach, and we need more bleach, and we need rubber gloves and rubber boots and respirators and things to protect yourself from mold, and we need all those kinds of things. And then the clinic can tell you what kind of stuff they need to make the clinic run as well.
Shoot, and
you should make sure to check out our website, which is www.commongroundrelief.org. And on that website, you can find out all kinds of information about the different needs that we have, as well as what's going on at Common Ground. And you can web stream our radio, Radio Algiers, right off of that website as well.
Yeah, and we're also going to be able to pick people up. So if you know of anyone who needs a ride down there, anyone who needs to go back home, or just people,
right on.
Volunteers that need to come from the West Coast. We're welcoming whoever needs to go.
Okay, thank you.
So keep that in mind. And in fact, websites, this is a good time. We haven't done it yet. Slim, mention the. Let's put down the website for the caravan. That's Countercurrent Coalition Caravan. Give us
at
that
website. At c3relief.org.
That's
c3relief.org.
Number
three, okay.
Capital C, number 3, relief.org. And they also they also can be emailed too, can't you? So people, so wish lists, send it in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Bring the stuff.
Can I pass you on? Because the clinic has got some great stuff going on as well, and I want the nation to hear about what's going on down here at the Common Ground Collective Clinic.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you all.
Well, bring her on. Bring her on.
Here's Eric.
How you doing?
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric. Eric, we've been, as I say, we've been going, we talked to the New Waveland Cafe, passing the phone around, to the Welcome Home Cafe, passing the phone around, and now we're over here at Common Ground across the river in Algiers, and you guys are passing the phone around. So tell us a bit about what's happening with the clinic. And I have sitting next to me, Slim Chan. Say hi, Slim.
Howdy. How's it going, Eric?
Slim Chance is one of those who are organizing the caravan, the countercurrent caravan that's going to be leaving here. Two buses, two bio buses, and a flatbed truck so far, bringing supplies down, bringing people down to the grassroots there and there on the Gulf. So talk a bit about what's happening at the clinic and what's needed, and give us an update there, Brother Eric.
Okay, first I want to say thank you very much to St. Louis Public Hospital for showing all their support to the Common Ground Clinic. I just want to say hello to all the nurses out there. Thank you for holding it down over here in Algiers. But, man, we have the most amazing product you have ever seen. We are the first and best healthcare option for people in Algiers. We were here before FEMA. We were here before the Red Cross. And we're still here for the people, you know. The thing is that all the doctors from Tulane LSU who ran these public hospitals, they're still not here. And these people, they need their medications, they need to see a doctor, they need their blood pressure checks. With the hurricane and the mold and the things that have happened to their houses, there are a lot of pre-existing conditions that have been brought back up. And you have respiratory problems, and you have high blood pressure, there's a lot of stress going on. And the thing is that this is an amazing project. We have doctors and nurses as far from as Nigeria coming to Algiers to help the people of New Orleans out.
Yo, well, this is great. And do you have any, Slim? Do you have any other questions? You guys, it sounds like you guys are doing good. I can hear your enthusiasm. I can hear your feeling, and we know what's happening. And I can get the feel what you're doing is both ripe and right. Food for the for body, mind, and spirit is what it's about for sure. Hey, Slim Chance, do you have any other questions?
Well, I'm glad to hear that y'all are down there giving people some health that money can't buy, and also. Since we're coming down, any special requests that you may have, any things that are really pressing as far as equipment-wise that needs to be picked up from either
what? We are a totally volunteer, total donation run, so any medical supplies you can bring, there's any medical supplies under the sun that you can grab, you can collect, those come to the clinic so we can keep this at almost a hospital. It's kind of unbelievable how many different services, especially like the blood pressure things, the testing strips and the glucometers, the blood sugar meters, those are very important. We need, just anything you can bring, anything that you think that a doctor should have, let us have it. Bring it
Excellent.
To us.
And it will be used, and it will be shared.
We'll find what we can.
Because I know Satellite Food Not Bombs is speaking of starting up free cafes in other parks around there as well, branching out from Washington Square and branching out into other parks, putting forth that idea that every park in New Orleans should be a place where people should be able to get food for the body, mind, and spirit, and some medical attention as well. So it seems that things are connecting up in an organic way there, Eric.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do the Food Not Bombs and the Common Ground Distro and the Common Ground Clinic have come together. We are going to show the nation, the world, and especially New Orleans that we can do this. We can do this by ourselves. We can help each other.
And
no need for the bureaucracy.
And the Rainbow.
You guys rock.
And the Rainbow family. And all the various folks. Hey, Slim, do you have another? Well, anyway, Eric, Slim. Do you have any last questions? Expect them around the 24th, 25th, 26th of October. They'll be leaving here on the 21st. Are you still there, Eric?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they'll be leaving here on the 21st. And we'll call again next week for an update and because we're all in this flow together. Hey, brother.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you later, Eric.
And Slim, we want to play. You had another cut from the Momo piece that you wanted to do. Then let's do it.
Yeah, our friend the Mole is just on his way back up this way. He was just down there on the Gulf Coast with the Third Line Circus, and here's some words from the Mole.
building bridges, walking towards the light. People fighting, crying, lying, cheating, stealing, dying, hate. But people are good and getting better every day. See, things always change, they never stay the same. They keep on moving like blood in a vein. And you might not even notice if you're not paying attention. There's not news coverage of most inventions. Most new discoveries are somehow hidden from the view of the public. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you wonder if people are all really good. Well, nothing is as it seems, everything is as it should. People are good, people are great. Even though sometimes it seems to not be the case. Even when they're being bad, 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 bad. People are good. Because even the villain wants himself to lose. The whirlwind world we're in is the adventure we choose. We do it again and again until we find a way. There is another million superheroes born a day. Man, the kids these days, they got extra DNA strands. Even an old man like my gramps used the power of visualization to recover his health. Sometimes I feel a little psychic myself. People are good, people are better. No, of course, not all the people, but all the people together. We're following a story to the letter. It's the classic tension setter. It looks bad, but then miraculously gets better. People are good, people are nice. They do exactly as they should. People are building bridges, walking towards the light. People fighting, crying, lying, cheating, stealing, dying, hate. But people are good and getting better every day.
We're now talking to Vincent at Blast Furnace Radio Blast Furnace Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Vincent, welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio, IndieBay.org.
Yes, thank you very much.
We got a good sound. Well, we just talked to Waveland, where you've been. The New Waveland Cafe, they're going great guns in a peaceful way. We've just talked to Felipe and company at Welcome Home Cafe at Washington Square on the left bank of the Mississippi in New Orleans, Orleans Parish. And we've just talked to the Common Ground in Algiers. And I have with me Slim Chance and his partner Bill. They've been organizing the Counter Current Coalition, and they're going to be coming down, going down there with two bio buses and a flatbed truck with supplies and people to lend a hand. So you've been down there, and also you're planning to go back. Why don't you give us a bit of your plans to us and the people listening around the planet? This is Vincent. He's going to get in the van. Vincent Van Gogh. He's going to get in the van and go, but he's there now. That's a little joke, but he's there now. Hey, Vincent, what's up?
Well, you know, we're trying to find different ways to get supplies down there, and originally I got over 2,000 pounds down there by using a van from Pittsburgh, but now that we have settled down a little bit and our minds are a little more at ease about trying to figure out ways to get down there, we yesterday are trying to get some produce down there, so we're going through the directory of different food co-ops, and we're trying to pick the closest food co-op to the New Waveland Cafe and have them deliver fresh produce. So a lot of times we get really excited. We jump in the van and go 17 hours from Pittsburgh to New Orleans and find out that we spent over $1,000 in gas. And so this way we're finding the closest food co-op. We're getting money to them, and then they're delivering stuff to the New Waveland Cafe.
Yeah, we have the New Waveland Cafe, and that's part of a network now that also includes the Welcome Home Cafe, which is in New Orleans itself at the Washington Square. That's Felipe and Ron Savoy from also HartfordFood.bombs are working really hard there, serving three meals a day. And they all say produce is really needed. They got canned foods galore, but produce is really needed. So you're doing some good work.
Yes, well, it's something I've never experienced anything like this. And I'm not just talking about the disaster, but I'm talking about, you know, people working together. I've met some of the best people I've ever met in my life in the midst of all of this. And maybe by the grace of God, we'll put this whole thing together in a new way.
In a new way. That's bringing a good thing out of a bad thing. Hey, Vincent, working together, I guess we could, as I always like to say, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own.
Yes, so when I was down there in the New Waveland Cafe, I saw a lot of people working together who would not otherwise work together. Even a guy from the Army who was putting together a satellite modem and laptop and satellite phone tent to allow people to finally communicate with their families.
Yo, well, this is great. So we're going to be doing regular updates. They're going to be leaving. Slim, you guys are leaving when?
We're leaving on the 21st, and two buses fueled by grease and a flatbed truck also converted to grease.
Okay, do you hear that?
Yes, I did.
So we're all working together, and this is going out. Is this going out as we speak on Blast Furnace Radio?
It sure is.
So anyway, we're getting around the planet, and people will be able to. So anyway, Vincent, thanks for calling. Thanks for getting in the loop. And this has been another great, unusual show, like no other show, I think. And I want to thank Slim and Bill, and they'll be going down there, and let's go out with Ooby Dooby. Ooby Dooby playing. He's putting all the cuts there. This is my son, Ooby Dooby, and this is his piece. What are we doing? We're doing it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Vincent.
Bye.
Check it out from the east to the west. Bring your best in the flow, cause it's just another dance test. Beat kicking and you're feeling it, cause the sweet nasty moves and dealing it, dealing it. Shaking all the ass and killing it, the vibe is all good, don't you ruin it, ruin it. You don't know me, I don't know you either, but it's getting hella hot in here, I think I got a fever. Grind that booty like you having sex, with the beat and the bass. What you need to do is step way back, all I really wanna do is rock the shit and not be whack. Met this dude in 2000, said he wouldn't stop rapping till he gets better housing. Now he doing it, east to the west, and we're doing it, north to the south, and we're doing it, all around, and we're doing it, getting freaky, and we're doing it. So I guess by now, you're probably feeling it. Coming up quickly, you better not miss me. The Houston's in the house, so you know we're getting busy. It's all about moving to the funk sound. Doing it is the message that we try to pound. Doing it east to the west, and we're doing it all around, and we're doing it, getting freaky, and we're doing it just so you know it's not a hippie jam. Gotta grab the mic and ram it like a batarang. Bone crushing, style busting, coming tight, never rusting, but lusting to get my groove on. You haven't got it, you better bring it on. Shake that booty to the break of dawn. Doing it, it's the name of the song. Sing along, we work on. I wanna hear the promise. Come on, from the east to the west, north to the south, old school, new school. Doing it, that, doing it, east to the west, and we're doing. And we're doing it all around, and we're doing it, getting freaky, and we're doing it east to the west, and we're doing it north to the south, and we're doing it all around, and we're doing it, getting freaky, and we're doing it east to the west, and we're doing it north to the south, and we're doing it.
All right, folks, this has been another edition of Going Out There. We've been in so far in this last hour and 50 minutes. We've been to the new Waveland Cafe, Waveland, Mississippi. We've been to the Welcome Home Cafe, Washington Square, New Orleans, right on the left bank of the river, right by the river, not far from the French Quarter, in the Faubourg Quarter neighborhood. And we've been to the Common Ground Clinic and Social Center in the West Bank, on the West Bank in Algiers. And I want to thank Brother Bill from Chaos Radio. Hey, Bill, Chaos, do you want to give a shout out to the folks at Chaos?
Yeah, I would like to send a shout out to my friends and family at Chaos Radio. And I'd like to plug, you mind if I plug them real quick?
You can plug whatever you want, brother. This is free radio.
The website is kaos959.com. And you know, we're doing live stuff all the time on the internet. And you know, it's not necessarily for those with sensitive ears, but you know, we like to rock.
Well, it's because punk rock. In fact, speaking of that, I'll let you go on. But speaking of that, but it just reminds me of one of the OG bands. one of the old school bands out of Austin, way back even before you were born, maybe. Well, just kidding, but pretty close to it. They came up here in 84, and they're going to be doing a show at Gilman on Gilman Street in Berkeley on Friday night. I'm going to be there and introducing them, in fact, with some poetry. And they're going to be at El Rio on Saturday. I'm talking about the best of the punk rock from the days of real old school punk rock in Austin, Texas. I'm not talking about the big boys. I'm not talking about DRI. I'm not talking the Dicks.
I'm talking about
Millions of Dead Cops, MDC.
Oh, yeah.
Millions of Dead Cops, and that's Millions of Dead Cops, multi-death corporations, many dead children, many dumb Christians, Mr. DRI Civilization, but in the original lineup, MDC, out of Austin, punk rock, back in the day. Go ahead with Chaos.
Well, I have to say, we do play a lot of MDC.
I bet you do.
A lot of SOD, MOD, DRI.
Any
we
three
play the
initials.
Big boys. We play the Dicks.
Any three. The Dicks, they all came up to San Francisco in 84 to seek their fortune and then went around the planet. They always eat at the soup kitchen. That's at the soup kitchen back in the day, up in the Hate. In fact, MDC has a song, which I'm sure they'll do on Friday, called, because it's kind of about me, it's called A Soup Kitchen Celebrity. Soup Kitchen Celebrity. I wish we had it right here to play, but we don't. But anyway, that's good. So anyway, Chaos, are you guys streaming around the planet too?
Yep, we sure are. You can check us out on the website. We have three different levels of quality of music. We have, 128, 64, and 24 for people who, the low bit rate for people around the world who don't have, real fast internet connection. Let's see. We also work with Free Radio Satan.
That's in Austin too?
No. I can't. I don't know very much about them, but
somewhere in Texas,
they're one of our sister stations.
Okay, what was?
They're on the internet.
Shoot,
so look them up.
So it's all linked up. It's all linked up. It's all going on, and this is great. And we're about to get some going down there. We already have Radio Algiers or Radio Free Algiers, which we'll be able to link up through this program, I think, if we get all this together. Well, you can get it through commongroundrelief.org, and you can click right on it, streaming around the planet as well as being broadcast to the neighborhood, Radio Free Algiers. So it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Hey, brother.
It is happening.
Woo-hoo. Punk as fuck. Here we be, as you see, beatnik, hippie, punk rock, hip hop, rastas, transcending all. Rasta transcending all past categories, welcoming all cool folk out here in the cutting edge. Get what you can, get what you need, where you can, when you can, however you can. In other words, lend a hand. Hey, Slim, you got any last words? We'll be keeping it for updates. We'll be back next week, too. So, any updates?
Well, we're going to be leaving next week if we can. The only reason we wouldn't be able to is if we can't come up with enough money to get ourselves down there, which, right now it's been kind of rough just generating some cash. So if you know anyone with large sums of money, feel free to send them to us. No amount is too big, so they don't have to be embarrassed by the wealth they're going to bestow upon us. It's just fine. So check out the website, c3relief.org, and you can send directly on there. So we could use some cash.
And this is not going to big oil, small oil. It's going to veggie oil. Is that right to get them down?
Yeah,
there?
It's going to veggie oil, which is free, but the filters, unfortunately, do cost some money, and you tend to go through a few more fuel filters.
So you guys are going around the mission from taco stand to taco stand, collecting old veggie oil?
Yeah, we're running around the mission. We're running around Berkeley. We're getting all the oil we can. And actually, we got a couple hundred gallons right now. Need a little bit more, but that's all going pretty good. It's just making sure that if anything goes wrong, that we can fix it on the way. That's the hardest thing to deal with, but we're getting there, and we'll get there.
Do you have a PayPal thing on your website?
We do.
Okay, well, go to that website. Say it again.
It's c3relief.org. That's the letter C, 3relief.org.
Yo, Well, we're now in the flow, and that's where we go. Hey, anybody, any other words? It looks like this man, Bill, is ready to speak now.
Bill's like a cat ready to pounce.
Yeah, I used to. He was so shy, I didn't know how to bring him in, but now he's up for it. But anyway, go for it, brother.
Well, I'd like to encourage everybody out there to do what you can to help out, because I know a lot of people want to help out, and I know we can't all quit our jobs and go down there, but you can help. You can make a difference, and now is the time. This is the time for grassroots to shine. When it's obvious that the government is unwilling and unable to do what they're supposed to be able to do. Now it's the time for community and for free peoples to just do it and screw the rest.
And hey, it's always a good time to quit your job and do the work that needs to be done. So,
yo brother, give what you can and you will get what you need. Well, we're gonna go out now, and this is Roscoe Holcomb, of which Bob Dylan said, he's one of the old timers from down there in Mississippi. Bob Dylan said Roscoe Holcomb has a certain untamed sense of control, which makes him one of the best. And in fact, the name of this album is Untamed Sense of Control. And we're going to play, and what could be more appropriate to go out with, but track 14 on here, which is the Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. And look at this picture, too. There they are. This is some 1927 or something.
With my head a-hanging low, looking for my sweet mama, Lordy, she ain't here no more. That's why I'm crying. That's why I'm crying. I've got the Mississippi heavy water blue. In my gallon, Mississippi, with the high water blue. That's what I'm crying. That's what I'm crying. I've got the Mississippi heavy water blue. Walking down the road with my hat all in my hands, I'm looking for the woman that ain't got no man. That's why I'm crying. That's why I'm crying. Got the Mississippi heavy water blue.
Out in a man said, no log, a finger on the trigger, I want a hog, I'm on my way. I'm going back to Coney Island. I pulled the trigger and the gun says zip, and I jumped on a hog with all of my grip, I'm on my way. I'm going back to Coney Island. But tell old Sal, I know you the one old slipper and run down shoe on my way.
I'm going back to Cornwall. I talk about it, people having devil of a time of eating up a chicken and a drink of wine. I'm on my way. I'm going back.